reporting the news vital for your survival in the new millennium. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I can't believe the report I'm reading is not satire. You know, I'm looking at the Sunday Herald today, which I got the report right off the wire today. Sunday Herald, April 2nd, 2006, headline reads, America's War on the Web. This is just a taste of what the article reads. Again, it's on alexansari.blogspot.com. The article has reported that the technologies are now being deployed deep within the Pentagon to wage the war on terror on the internet. That also means in the newspapers and even through mobile phones. The report goes on to point out that the Pentagon has already signed off $383 million to force through the document's recommendations by 2009. Okay, now folks, listen up. This is where it gets a little, you know, interesting. Military and intelligence sources in the U.S. talk of a revolution in the concept of warfare. This is the age of information warfare. These are their quotes, folks. Information warfare. And details of how this new military doctrine will affect everyone on the planet are contained in a report called, you might want to write this down, the Information Operations Roadmap, commissioned and approved by U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Same type of document that we've heard of before, like PNAC, and PNAC also mentioned controlling the internet. PNAC also mentioned controlling space. These documents have been around. But not just one. Again, it's not just PNAC. It's this new document that was just released about a month ago talking about all these things. Now let's get into some of the things this document talks about. Firstly, the Pentagon says it's going to wage war against the internet in order to dominate the realm of communications, prevent digital attacks on the U.S. and its allies, and to have the upper hand when launching cyber attacks against enemies. Secondly, psychological military operations known as, again folks, this is their word, PSYOPs, will be at the heart of future military action. PSYOPs involve using any media from newspapers, books, and posters to the internet, music, and personal digital assistants, PDAs. They're doing all this to put out black propaganda to assist government and military strategy. PSYOPs involve the dissemination of lies and fake stories, according to this report, and releasing information to wrongfoot the enemy. Thirdly, the U.S. wants to take control of the Earth's electromagnetic spectrum, allowing U.S. planners to dominate mobile phones, PDAs, the web, radio, TV, and other forms of modern communication. That could see entire countries denied access to telecommunications at the flick of a switch by America. Now look, folks, the idea of the government wanting to regulate content of the internet is nothing new, nor is it a conspiracy theory. In 2006, our greatest concern over the protection of free speech in the domain world may be realized one day if certain individuals like Rumsfeld, Bush, and many, many others have their way. Now, don't be deceived over this issue. Okay, child pornography, pedophilia, terrorism, certain elements of reality are there and are problems that should be dealt with accordingly. But again, these are the pretexts. The war on terror, child pornography, pedophilia, we've heard them all before. These are the pretexts that they use, the ones that write the documents, Rumsfeld and his minions. But you also have the pundits of the mainstream media, Fox News, CNN, and also our local affiliates as well, buying into this type of ideology of controlling every single aspect of the internet. Again, if you have nothing to fear, then of course you have nothing to hide. It's child porn and the phony war on terror are excuses, the pretext, pushing the globalist agenda through. I personally believe that the internet is one of the best sources of information available today. Some of the content available is highly damaging to the power elite and their mainstream media pundits. In a corporate world where everything is packaged the same way, the internet sticks out like a sore thumb. It's different. There's diverse programming. It sticks out like a bad haircut. Everyone and their dog is on the net putting out so many different types of content for multiple tastes. Eyebrows are often raised, though, at much of what is online. This is the place where you have access to the breaking news that they don't want you to have. Look around you. You're on MySpace. This, for some extent, is freedom. We're communicating with each other. Just imagine one day if all of that was shut off, cut off, and you couldn't get into your website, you couldn't get into your friend's website, you couldn't get into your friend's blog, because the information war is here, because the information war is here right now. You can't find out what's really happening on the other part of the planet because everything is controlled. You're limited to KBOO, if that's still around, and NPR, National Public Radio. That's supposed to be our savior next to 620. We have to defend the internet. Even if the previous formats and stations are your favorite, it doesn't matter. This is the internet. This is freedom. This is what it looks like to have freedom of speech, to let your voice be your weapon of choice, to say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, and I know what's going down, and I'm going to say something about it. The administration and their followers may use the corpses of 11-year-old girls over and over and over as fuel for the ultimate guilt trips aimed our direction. We know the truth and why they're playing the next battle for the minds of all men. At this moment, there are patriots across America warning you not to give up the guns if and when the government comes to confiscate them. But on a lighter note, I urge you all to continue to defend your right to free speech with every fiber in your bones. Again, let your voice be your weapon of choice. It's all we have, yet it's more valuable than any bomb or cannon in certain ways. The pen is mightier than the sword. Remember that, at least. You know, Martin Luther King had once said, and he said these words exactly, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. You know, he was right. There are those amongst us, though, who will continue to support this criminal regime with all of their merry hearts. Well, while they can hide behind their money, the police, or the rhetoric, they cannot hide from the truth. Outside the Box this Thursday, Channel 11, 7 p.m. Be there.